Good afternoon. This is Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to Reflections on this seventh Sunday after Pentecost, Proper 12, Year C. Our readings today, Hosea chapter 1, verses 2 to 10, Psalm 85, Paul's letter to the Colossians, chapter 2, verses 6 to 19, and the Gospel of Luke, chapter 11, verses 1 to 13. Let us pray. The Lord is here, His Spirit is with us. We need not fear, because His Spirit is with us. We are surrounded by love, for His Spirit is with us. We are immersed in peace, for His Spirit is with us. And so we rejoice in hope, for His Spirit is with us. And we travel in faith, because His Spirit is with us. Amen. Lord, You are more gracious than we can imagine. You are more holy than we will ever grasp. You are overflowing in majesty that leaves us breathless. You are almighty in ways beyond our comprehension. You are all-loving beyond our expectations. You require us to seek justice in ways that challenge us. You demand that our lives and our lifestyle always bring You honor and glory. You alone are our Savior, our Lord and Master, and there is no other. Amen. Lord, we confess that everything belongs to You. We praise You because You hold the whole world in Your hands. But we worship You because You hold us. We have come to give You glory, to welcome the King of Glory, and to invite the King of Glory to be at the heart of our worship and the center of our lives. We also confess that indeed we have no right to be here, that there is nothing in our lives that make us worthy to be welcomed in Your presence. No reason why You should love us or forgive us. You are the King of Glory. You are also the Prince of Peace. You are the Sovereign Lord. You are also the God of Grace. Speak to us, that our praises may flow from this place in songs of joy and lives lived for Your glory. Amen. We have the hymn, Lord, I Lift Your Name on High, Songs of Fellowship 897.
Oh,
We pray the collect for Proper 12, followed by our parish prayer. Let us pray. O God, the protector of all who trust in you, without whom nothing is strong, nothing is holy, increase and multiply upon us your mercy, that with you as our ruler and guide, we may so pass through things temporal that we lose not the things eternal. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness, all to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled, Our Father. Our Father. In God's scheme of things, we have been provided with two parents, father and mother. Traditionally, mother has had the role of nurturer. And in many instances in the Bible, for example, in the story of Hannah, mother has taken the responsibility for the spiritual growth of the child. The father has traditionally had the role of protector, provider, and exemplar to children, especially the male offspring. Since God called Abraham and his descendants into a special covenant relationship, saying, I will be your God and you will be my people, God has taken the role of father to God's people. As protector, God liberated them from slavery in Egypt. When they cried out for food and water in the wilderness, God provided for them, in many cases in such abundance that they soon became sick of what was provided. The writer of the book of Exodus records, Then the Lord said to Moses, I am going to rain bread from heaven for you, and each day the people shall go out and gather enough for that day. Exodus chapter 16, verse 4a. When the layer of dew lifted, there on the surface of the wilderness was a fine, flaky substance, as fine as frost on the ground. When the Israelites saw it, they said to one another, What is it? For they did not know what it was. Moses said to them, It is the bread that the Lord has provided, has given you to eat. Exodus chapter 16, verses 14 and 15. While God was known to them as I am, God acted as Father and provided food for them. When there was no water, God as Father, as provider, gave them water. They camped at Rephidim, but there was no water for the people to drink. The people quarreled with Moses and said, give us water to drink. Moses said to them, why do you quarrel with me? Why do you test the Lord? In Exodus chapter 17, verses 5 and 6, the writer records, the Lord said to Moses, go on ahead of the people and take some of the elders with you. Take in your hand the staff with which you struck the Nile. I will be standing there in front of you on the rock at Horeb. Strike the rock, and water will come out of it, so that the people may drink. Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel. God, their father, provided. Hence, Jehovah Jireh, God will provide, and God continues to provide for all of God's children every day, whether God is acknowledged or not. As father, God protected the children of Israel and gave them victory over their enemies. They were able to enter and take control of the land of promise. The writer of Proverbs puts it this way, the horse is made ready for the day of battle, but the victory belongs to the Lord. Proverbs 21, verse 31. God promised David that God would be a father to the one who built the Lord a house. He shall build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. I will be a father to him, and he shall be a son to me. When he commits iniquity, I will punish him, but I will not take my steadfast love from him. 2 Samuel chapter 7, verses 13 to 15a. In response to Israel's disobedience, the Lord says to the prophet Jeremiah, I know how I would set you among my children and give you a pleasant land, the most beautiful heritage of all the nations. And I thought that you would call me my father and would not turn from following me. Instead, as a faithless wife leaves her husband, so you have been faithless to me, O house of Israel. Jeremiah chapter 3, verses 19 and 20. Again, in response to Israel's disobedience, God, through the prophet Malachi, says to Israel, a son honors his father, and servants their master. If then I am father, where is the honor due to me? Malachi chapter 1, verse 6a. Whether they acknowledged it or not, God was father to the covenant people, the descendants of Abraham, the children of Israel. Father God would send God's only son to be the atoning sacrifice for the sins of the whole world. In his earthly ministry of teaching, preaching, and healing, in addition to the sacrifice of himself on the cross and his resurrection, Jesus brought us into a new relationship with God. Jesus announced this new relationship when one of the disciples asked him, Lord, teach us to pray as John taught his disciples. Luke chapter 11, verse 1b. Luke records, he said to them, when you pray, say, Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Luke chapter 11, verse 2. In Matthew's version, found in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 6, verses 9 to 13, we read, "Pray then in this way, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name." Matthew 6, verse 9. Father, or Our Father, it is a recognition that the great and awesome God, creator of this universe, is not only Jesus's Father, but also our Father, the Father of all humankind, and therefore we are all brothers and sisters. Paul affirms this truth in Romans 5, verses 14 to 16b. Paul writes, "For all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. For you did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you received a spirit of adoption. When we cry, Abba, Father, it is that very Spirit bearing witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ." God is our Father, and we are all God's children, whether we acknowledge it or not. As God's children, we are called to honor, reverence, obey, and above all, love our Heavenly Father. John, in his first letter, reminds us that those who say, "I love God," and hate their brother or sister are liars. For those who do not love a brother or sister whom they have seen cannot love God whom they have not seen. The commandment we have from him is this: those who love God must love their brother and sister also. 1 John chapter 4, verses 20 and 21. We are called to love our Heavenly Father, and we will receive the love to enable us to love our brothers and sisters. Since we are assured that to know is to love, we must therefore strive to know God by studying God's Word, by acknowledging the gift of the Holy Spirit, and allowing the Holy Spirit to lead us into all truth, the truth about God and the truth about ourselves. In our Gospel today, from Luke chapter 11, verses 1 to 13, Jesus, as he teaches his disciples about prayer, reveals some of the attributes of God, our Father. Our Father, God's name, is holy. God's kingdom will come. It is Father God who provides our daily bread. It is Father God who forgives our sins. It is Father God who will deliver us from the trials and tribulations of the world and the temptations of the world, the flesh, and the devil. Our Father God desires that we be persistent in prayer, not because God wants us to beg, but sometimes God, our Father, desires to see how much we desire the object of our petitions. Jesus points out to his disciples and to us that our Heavenly Father, God, is better at giving good gifts to his children than the human fathers who always try to give good gifts to their children. In Matthew, Jesus concludes, "How much more will your Father in heaven give good things to those who ask him?" Luke puts it this way. Jesus says, "How much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him. Luke chapter 11, verse 13. For Luke, the Holy Spirit is the ultimate of God's good gifts. Let us therefore ask our Heavenly Father to empower us with the Holy Spirit, to enable us to love our Heavenly Father and to love our earthly brothers and sisters. For Jesus, our brother, says to us, so I say to you, ask and it will be given you. Search and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened. For everyone who asks receives, and everyone who seeks finds, and everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. Luke chapter 11, verses 9 and 10. Our Heavenly Father is a good, true, and faithful Father. Let us honor, glorify, and above all, obey Him. Amen. Let us pray. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Heavenly Father, we praise your name. As you pour out your Holy Spirit upon your church, so may we labor as midwives of your kingdom. Build your church and root it in your Son. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Heavenly Father, you set us in a garden of promise and fruitfulness. Give us the will to share your bounty with fairness, ensuring all are fed. Guide the nations in justice and peace. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Heavenly Father, you set aside our sins and release us from its bonds. Bring your liberty to all enslaved by tyranny and exploitation. Raise up prophets and champions of the weak and vulnerable. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Heavenly Father, you're always ready to hear the cry of those who call out to you. In your mercy, pour out your blessings on all who suffer. Fill our hearts with joy and gladness. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Heavenly Father, our life is bound up with yours. Hold us all our days and bring us at last to your eternal city. Grant to all the inheritance prepared for your beloved children. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. And we pray for those attending the Lambeth Conference, which begins on Tuesday. Gracious God, we thank you that in Jesus you reconcile the world and all who are in it to yourself. Touch the hearts of those attending the Lambeth Conference to extend your peace to all and to work for the reconciliation of all creation. Bless them with your grace and love as they connect with one another and with you. May your spirit of peace hover over their conversations and their resting times, and may your gracious will be done in the life of the Anglican Communion and in the whole of your precious world. In the name of Jesus, our Prince of Peace. Amen. And as our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forever. Amen. We have the hymn, "Lord, Teach Us How to Pray Aright," CPWI 490. Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the cost, to fight and not heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will. And in that service, O God, we pray that you will continue to make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us so love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus sanctify us and keep us from all evil. May he drive far from us all hurtful things and purify both our souls and bodies. May he bind us to himself by the bond of love, and may his peace abound in our hearts. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you this day and always. Amen. And remember, we are still in the situation of a pandemic, so we worship God every day, we watch our distance, we wash our hands with soap and water for at least 20 seconds. And please, when in public or in a group, wear your mask. Make sure it covers your nose and mouth. And we are reminded that Christ is our light.
Thank you.